business. FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk. This is Rutherford Issues, hitting right at what matters most to all of us here in the heart of Tennessee. From Murfreesboro to Smyrna, Eagleville to Laverne, Leanna to Barfield, and everywhere in between. If it matters to you, you'll hear about it in the next hour here on Rutherford Issues. Now your host, Brian Barrett.
Well, good morning to you. It is 10:13 right now. I am Scott Walker sitting in for Brian on this sunny Monday morning. Looks beautiful out there today, doesn't it? Temperature outside, right around 48 or so degrees. We'll get a complete look at the weather forecast here in just a little while. Mandy will have the latest for us on that. I know you just heard a tidbit of the weather, but we'll get a complete look at the entire week in just a second. Coming up this morning right here on WGNS, we're going to have an interview with Brian Coleman. He is a local resident who is running in the Boston Marathon. A pretty awesome race, and he is going to be running in support of a local nonprofit group. We'll tell you more about that in just a little while right here on WGNS. And also, I'll give you the names of all 11 people who are running from the Murfreesboro area in that race, the Boston Marathon. Obviously, not a lot of people are able to do that. It's a real honor to run in the Boston Marathon, and we'll dive deeper into that in just a little while right here on WGNS. But first, an update, more news rather than not just what Ron Jordan told you, but everything that comes your way in just a second. But first, ABC News will be on the air. ABC News right now on WGNS.
Here are your political insights from ABC News. Their states are about to be hit by those automatic spending cuts later this week. President Obama hosted governors at the White House touting economic progress.
Companies are bringing jobs back to our shores. New homes are popping up in our neighborhoods. Small businesses are revitalizing our communities.
And the White House also released a list of cuts and how they will affect each state.
The White House is now breaking down the fallout of the sequester on a state-by-state basis. In military-heavy Virginia, for example, 90,000 Civilian Defense Department employees would be furloughed and 11 naval vessels would go without service. In Louisiana, 1,700 fewer children will receive vaccines ranging from tetanus to hepatitis. Why the sudden push to go local? On Sunday, the president hosted the nation's governors at the White House for their annual dinner. Matt Lauritunda, ABC News, the White House.
So will Congress come to an agreement? Not likely, says ABC's David Curley.
It's a little bit strange. There actually is some bipartisan agreement here in Washington, D.C. Both the Republican and Democrat say it is now likely that these automatic spending cuts will take place on Friday.
And those are your political insights. I'm Brad Wheelis, ABC News.
Thanks a lot, Brad. Right now the time is 10:15. Again, temperature outside right around 48 degrees. You're tuned to WGNS. More news is coming your way next, and we will update you on local stories here in just a little while, live on WGNS.
Two powerful FM signals, one AM signal, and online at WGNSradio.com means that you can listen to us anywhere. AM, FM, online.
The President's Day sale at Ford of Murfreesboro continues. Ford is home with the new 2013 F-150. Get up to $12,000 in factory rebates and discounts off MSRP on 2012 F-150s and 250s. Or get financing as low as 0% for 72 months. Offers with approved credit, new 2013 F-150, MSRP 24665, SDK number FA98964, plus tax title includes $598 document fee. Discount MSRP dealer retains all Ford factory rebates and discounts. Example vehicle 2012 F-250 SDK number EB72146, 13.89% finance monthly. Example down 10%. Visit fordofmurfreesboro.com on Broad at Northfield.
The Rutherford County School Resource Officer Division proudly announces its 8th annual rodeo, being held at Miller Coliseum on Thompson Lane, Murfreesboro, March 1st and 2nd. Tickets are available through any school resource officer or call 904-3070.
All right, maybe that music's a little too hard for you this morning. Time right now is 10:18. There we go, a little Lenny Kravitz. Well, on our birthday list this morning, our WGNS birthday cake winner was Joby Givens. And today, Joby is going to receive a free birthday cake, compliments of Junior's Foodland. Our WGNS good neighbor of the day today, actually two, Larry and Lynn Sargent. Someone wrote in and told us that these two people help out others on a daily basis at Franklin Road Baptist. Most recently, they helped the family member of the person who nominated them get back on their feet during a difficult time. Today, they will receive flowers, compliments of Ryan's flowers, and gifts right here in Murfreesboro. Again, those good neighbors, Larry and Lynn Sargent.
It's the Morning News with Scott Walker on WGNS, FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com.
In the news today, a man who told police, quote, he was just trying to make a little extra money, end quote, was arrested on felony cocaine charges after being pulled over on the Old Salem Highway. 57-year-old James Howard Malone was stopped by Murfreesboro police for running a stop sign, according to an arrest report dated February 22nd. When police officer A. Price questioned Malone, it was noted that he appeared to be nervous. During questioning, James asked for a cigarette. The arresting officer quickly grabbed the cigarette box and found 8 small individually wrapped bags of cocaine. After the drugs were found, that was when Malone was arrested, and he allegedly told police, quote, he was just trying to make a little extra money, end quote. Whatever money had may have been made, it was quickly lost. Police seized the man's cash and his 1997 Cadillac. Malone was booked into the adult detention center under a $3,500 bond. Again, all of that took place just this past weekend, and you can read the latest on that story and others at WGNSradio.com. After a recent news story about a searchable database of gun permit holders in New York from a newspaper called the Journal News, State Representative and Republican Rick Womack, who represents Rutherford County, spoke out about what he calls an invasion of privacy. In New York, a newspaper created a searchable database so that readers could find out who had a gun permit and where they lived. In Memphis, the Commercial Appeal posted a similar searchable database, allowing you to research handgun permit holders here in Tennessee. Representative Rick Womack had this to say about the whole issue.
Newspapers are going to have to understand they're going to be under possible lawsuit for creating civil unrest, disobedience, criminal activity. If you have a group of whoever come to your house because you have a carry permit, you know what? At my house, I'm going to defend myself and my family, and my family's going to defend themselves because my wife is also a carry permit holder. You're instigating problems by doing that kind of publishing. And I don't care if it's the Tennessean, I don't care if it's a newspaper in New York, that's wrong. And that's an invasion of my personal and private information. That's none of their business.
Well, there you have it. That is the latest, according to Rick Womack, and what he thinks about the whole issue. And we want to find out what you think about the issue of allowing for a searchable database of gun permit holders here in Tennessee. You can give us your thoughts on our Facebook page. There's a question on there about that issue. Facebook.com/WGNS Radio. Again, we want to hear from you on that topic. News time right now is 7:21. More news is coming up right here on WGNS.
Now more than ever, start your mornings with WGNS. Swap and shop with Bart Walker. Weekday mornings, 7:50 to 8:10 on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
The time is now.
Personal property is going to be auctioned off on Saturday, March the 2nd at 10 a.m. This auction is going to include lots of farm equipment and much more. Some of the equipment includes a 2002 F-350 Power Stroke four-wheel drive Ford truck, a John Deere tractor, and also a Bush Hog. This auction at 725 Railroad Avenue in War Trace, March the 2nd.
We're WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, and AM 1450. Worldwide at WGNSradio.com.
It is 10:21 right now. Temperature outside once more is at 51 degrees. We'll get another look at that weather forecast, if I can get that out. We'll get a look at that weather forecast again in just a little while. But first, we're going to head to the Senior Center, the St. Clair Street Senior Center, where Linda Burt joins us this morning. Linda, how are you?
We're doing great.
Well, good. What new things, what new activities are taking place at the Senior Center?
Well, this week we've got several things going on. We'll start out with today at 12:30 is the time for a game is called Cornhole. It's kind of like a indoor horseshoe game, but it's just a lot of fun, and we have a lot of competition with that. And then at 2 o'clock, the line dancers are going to join Phyllis, and they're going to enjoy line dancing to all their favorite tunes and learning new steps. So if you want to join them, please come by at 2 o'clock and just jump right in and join the others. Then on Tuesday at 8:15 is Zumba Gold Toning. So if you want to get into shape, this is a class that you want to join. It's a lot of fun, always high energy, but it's just right for those that enjoy doing some dancing to some fancy music. Then from 8:30 until 9:30 are actually three classes in one. They start out with core strength, which is it has to do with the torso of the body, which is the main support system for the body. It's the back and it strengthens the spine and all, so it, you know, helps you to bend and stoop and things like that. So it's kind of like the center of power for the body. It's to strengthen that. Then we have what is called senior strength, and that is like 20 minutes of cardio workout and 20 minutes of weight and resistance training. So that's to help more strength. And that's what we all need as we grow older, especially, you know, we certain muscles, I guess, we tend not to use. And then it's followed up with dancercise, which is a very high energy and fast-moving exercise program. So if you want to join that, just come by and join in the class. Then Wednesday at 8:15 is Fitness with Mark, and he's a personal trainer, so he'll help you to work out any issues that you have about you want to strengthen or get more flexibility or whatever. He's the one that you'll need to talk to, and that's at 8:15. And then at 9:15 is yoga, and if you know anything about that, it's a lot of stretching and a lot of just different areas of exercise than what you normally would get with bouncing around, like with Zumba Gold and things like that. But yoga is it's a meditating type exercise program. And then at 9:15 is also, it's called Zumba Gold, and it's different, a little different from the Zumba Toning. The Toning is more kind of gets you into shape, but Zumba Gold gets into shape too, I guess, but it's a really high energy too. So we've got some great programs like that for fitness. The one at 12:30 is called Go for Life, and this is on Wednesday. Go for Life, it helps you to get physical activity back into your daily routine. And this is really important, especially as we age, we want to keep that daily physical activity. So as we get older, we won't be less able to do a lot of those things we like to continue doing. So this will help us do that. And that's at 12:30. Then at Wednesday at 10 o'clock, I'm backing up a little bit, the seniors are going to be leaving for a mystery lunch. And these are always so much fun because where they go and what they eat is a mystery. And we have those several times throughout the year, even sometimes two or three times within a month. So those are always fun trips. At 10:30 is a beginning tap dance class. If you've always wanted to learn how to tap dance, that's one of my bucket list, I think, is I want to learn how to tap dance someday. So that 10:30 is the time to do that. And then at 1 o'clock is club karaoke. Lots of fun. Oh, my goodness. People come in and they join in. They even bring their friends along, but they'll join them in singing. It's a fun atmosphere, and you can sing your favorite tunes because we usually have those on disc, the music and the words, and you can just sing right there. Then on Thursday at 1 o'clock is Diabetes and Me. It's a support group, and they're going to be talking about a day in the life of a person that has diabetes. A lot of times that's a lot to navigate through. It's what all you have to encounter when you have diabetes. So that's a good support group to go to. Thursday at 1 o'clock is the music jam session. Now, if you have an instrument you enjoy playing, you want to bring it and just join other musicians, they play the tunes that most are familiar with. So just bring your instrument and join in with them. Friday, March the 1st, big day, always the first working day of the month, is sign-up day. And that's when you can sign up, your first chance to sign up for all the new classes, trips, and events. You need to be at the Senior Center at 8 o'clock, sign your name up on the list, and then your name will be called in the order that is signed up. But then you can go sign up for all those new classes and trips. And we always have a lot of new trips, and those those get filled up fast. So be sure and come be the first on the list. And I want to remind our listeners, those that are for our seniors, We have tax assistance through the AARP Tax Assistance Program. They're tax consultants. They're certified, excellent workers. If you want to get an appointment to have your taxes, help with your taxes, this is a place to call, 848-2550. That's 848-2550. You have to have an appointment to get those done. So if you'll call, the Senior Center will be sure to get you an appointment. Stop by the Senior Center at 325 St. Clair Street here in Murfreesboro. And if this is your first time to come and see us, we'll take you on a tour and get you signed up here at the Senior Center. You want to pick up a leaf. That's our monthly newsletter that has all of the activities and events for the whole month in it. And so you don't want to miss any of them.
Sounds great. Linda Burt with us this morning from the St. Clair Street Senior Center. Linda, thank you as always for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Right now that time, 10:28, you are tuned to WGNS. It is now time to get a complete look at that weather forecast. Mandy has the latest. Mandy, what have you got for us this week?
Good morning, Scott. We do have a wind advisory that will be going into effect tonight. We have a slight chance for showers this afternoon, mainly cloudy skies, a high in the low 60s, with a northeast wind 5 to 10. Showers and thunderstorms for tonight, lows dropping into the mid-40s. We'll have breezy winds out of the southeast, gusting in the 40s. Tuesday, a chance for showers, cloudy skies, high of 52 degrees. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Mandy Faluber.
Thanks a lot, Mandy. Time right now is 10:29. Again, temperature outside is holding at 51 degrees right now. We do have more news coming your way in just about 30 seconds with the Tennessee Radio Network. They'll update you on everything happening around our state. That comes your way, again, 30 seconds.
We bring people who know you, and you know them. People like Truman Jones. Weekday mornings at 9, only on WGNS. AM, FM, online.
We make important choices in our lives every day. You owe it to yourself to make an informed decision about where to receive cancer treatment. The Cancer Center at Middle Tennessee Medical Center offers the area's only accredited program. That means it meets the high standards set by the Commission on Cancer. We consider it a blessing to provide you with the very best care available. To locate an MTMC physician, call 284-LIFE. Why choose any place else?
Tennessee Radio Network News. I'm Ted Werbin. Carter County Sheriff Chris Mathis says his department's arrested three people in a double homicide arson case. Glenn Shell and Joyce Brock were killed in June when fire destroyed a garage where they'd been living since their home burned earlier that month. Mathis did not release the suspects' names when he announced the arrest late Sunday, only saying more details would be released later today. Tennessee residents could find out this week if they'll eventually be allowed to buy wine in supermarkets. Legislation to overhaul the current system that prevents shoppers from buying wine alongside groceries faces votes in both House and Senate committees. Funeral arrangements for a doctor killed in a plane crash last week have been set.
The Nashville surgeon killed in a Georgia plane crash will be buried on Wednesday. Dr. Stephen Roth of the Vane Guys was one of five people that died in the crash. Investigators say it appears the plane was aborting its landing when it slammed into a concrete pole and burst into flames.
TRN's Andrew Warren.
If you have a yard or maybe a field, you may plan on digging in it. Perhaps you want to put in a swimming pool, add a super awesome barbecue pit, or bury a comically large chest of pirate booty.
Yarr.
But before you dig, you should know that there are buried pipelines in lots of places, maybe even under your own little patch of St. Augustine. If you dig and hit one of these pipelines, it could cause a leak, and that could cause serious problems.
Sorry.
So before you find buried pipelines with a shovel or a backhoe, find them with a phone. Call 811 before you dig to have any buried lines located and marked at no charge. Remember, before you dig for any reason, be it construction, a sprinkler system, or tunneling your way to sweet, sweet freedom, call 811 first. For more on pipeline safety, visit atmosenergy.com/safety. Brought to you by Atmos Energy.
Camden, marking the 50th anniversary of the plane crash that killed country music star Patsy Cline and three others. The Benton County, Camden County Chamber of Commerce holding the three-day event that starts Thursday. The Knox County School System has removed a man from its list of approved bus drivers after his arrest on a theft charge involving a bus. 61-year-old Hillman Greenlee was charged Friday and released on bond. Police were called Wednesday morning when the bus was reported stolen from the bus lot on Prosser Road. It was found abandoned in Anderson County hours later. Tennessee to lose millions to sequestration.
If mandatory sequestration cuts take effect Friday, federal spending in Tennessee will nosedive more than $350 million. The White House says about $25 million in funding for primary, secondary, and special education will be lost, putting more than 300 teaching jobs at risk.
TRN's Dan Item. I'm Ted Werben, TRN News.
Ever wondered what the theater is really all about? Then join us March 16th and go behind the curtain at the 4th Annual Backstage Bash to benefit the Rutherford County Center for the Arts. Meet the people from around the community who bring the shows to life and enjoy an evening of cocktails, dinner, and dancing. All proceeds and donations directly benefit the Center for the Arts. For ticket pricing and sponsorship opportunities, visit BackstageBash.org or call 615-904-ARTS.
This is Good Neighbor Events, brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control, Omnicat Vestmont in Sparta, and the Rutherford Home Show, Saturdays at noon on WGNS.
I've got pests, bees buzzing, rodents running all through my house, ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I'm overrun with pests, but you're gonna be sure, safe and secure, it's the last rights for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. AmeriCare Services Incorporated. Call us today. 893-7111.
Now, WGNS Good Neighbor Events looks ahead at the coming weekend. Church Women United meet for the World Day of Prayer this coming Friday morning. That'll be over at the Providence Baptist Church at 325 State Street. Registration's at 9:30 Friday morning, and the program's at 10. And the SRO Lone Star World Championship Rodeo is this coming Friday and Saturday evening at the Tennessee Miller Coliseum. The pre-show activities begin at 6 o'clock each evening at the Tennessee Miller Coliseum. You need to get your tickets right now for the second annual fashion show to benefit the Fisher House. It's coming up Saturday morning at 11 at the Stones River Country Club. Let's get behind this. They're only $80,000 shy of the $2.5 million to build the Fisher House. Right now, call 904-2787 and get your $30 ticket. That fashion show and luncheon for the Fisher House is this coming Saturday morning at 11 at the Stones River Country Club. Volunteers are needed this coming Saturday to help clean the Murfreesboro Center for the Arts. Call them at 904-ARTS for information. Those are Good Neighbor Events.
Everyone loves Stones River Manor.
We also have a new library. People from all over is giving us books. We have any kind of book, I guess, that you would want to read, we have in our library.
Stones River Manor, behind Writing, at the intersection of Haines and Memorial. Stop by Stones River Manor for a tour. Ask for Mike Gann. Stones River Manor, it's home.
Rutherford Issues on the Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450 and TV 11.
It is 10:36 right now. I am Scott Walker sitting in for Brian on this Monday morning. Temperature outside holding at about 51 degrees. Well, going on right now at the White House, they're currently holding a town hall discussion called Looking Ahead to 2014, How the Affordable Care Act Benefits the African American Community. Now, this event started at about 9 o'clock this morning, and it is continuing right now. We'll just give you a little tidbit of that. Apparently, the feed has already gone off. I apologize. But that is what was held just a matter of minutes ago. Apparently, it just concluded. That was the African American Health Town Hall meeting that was being held today at the White House. Here in local news, we do have a lot of issues to bring up and to bring you updates on in our community. And one of those items is the guns in parking lots bill. That bill is gaining momentum. And according to State Representative Rick Womack, he told us that that bill should be on the full floor, the House floor, for a vote this coming Thursday. That's another story you can get more information about at WGNSradio.com. Well, as you heard just a little while ago with the Tennessee Radio Network, the Wine and Grocery Stores Bill is moving forward and could be approved this week to move even closer to passage. The bill that is being sponsored by Senator Bill Ketron, a Republican right here in Rutherford County, will be reviewed during a Senate State and Local Government Committee meeting on Tuesday. If the bill passes the committee, it will be another step closer to becoming a reality. Now, here is the kicker. Even if it does pass muster, it will not allow for grocery stores to instantly sell wine. Senate Bill 0837 states, and I quote, as introduced, allow cities and counties to hold a referendum to authorize selling wine at retail food stores. It creates a permit to sell wine at retail food stores, end quote. But again, in order for this to actually happen, each city out there will have to have their own vote on this issue, and local residents will have to vote on the issue and decide locally if they want wine to be sold in grocery stores or not. If all of this does pass, then it will take effect January 1st of 2014. So whatever election is closest to that date in your city or your county, then that is when you're going to be able to decide if wine should be sold in grocery stores or not. Now that is if this current bill in its current form passes. Early Monday morning, motorists heading into Murfreesboro moved at a snail shell pace as a result of a multi-vehicle accident that was on Northwest Broad Street near the Animal Hospital. Again, that was this morning. There were light non-life-threatening injuries in this accident. Nothing too serious. The accident occurred right before 7 o'clock in the vicinity of the Country Club. Again, that happened earlier this morning. Toots Restaurant will host the fourth annual three-point play event to benefit the United Way of Rutherford and Cannon Counties tomorrow night. That event at Toots will be at 5:30, and it will be at the Toots on Broad Street. The event will feature a meet and greet with the MTSU basketball men's team and the women's team, and also a silent auction of MTSU memorabilia. This again is at Toots on Broad, going to be tomorrow night, 5:30. The women's basketball team will be there from 5:30 until 6:30. The men's team will be available between 7 and 8 o'clock again tomorrow night. Last year, they raised over $2,000 to go to the United Way, and that money was, of course, used right here in Rutherford and Cannon counties. If you are in need of a job, then I have some good news for you. The Goodwill Career Centers in Rutherford County and right here in Murfreesboro will be hosting a special job fair on Wednesday from 9 until 1 o'clock. That's this Wednesday. It's going to be for Metro Industrial. This temp agency is looking to fill about 50 production positions for companies in Rutherford and Wilson counties. Now, the good news about this particular job fair is these temp positions are temp to hire full-time. In other words, if you do get the job, it could easily turn into a full-time job that may be with you for the rest of your life. A representative from Metro Industrial will be on site during these interviews, and interviews, by the way, are possible during this big job fair, and it's all going to be on Wednesday, and that'll be at the Career Solutions Center at 710 Memorial Boulevard, Suite 210 in Murfreesboro. Again, this is Wednesday from 9 o'clock until 1 o'clock. Fosterville resident Craig Lynch survived what could have easily have been his last tractor drive on Sunday. Lynch was struck by a train while operating his New Holland tractor near the railroad tracks in Rutherford County, and reports indicate Lynch was amazingly not injured. Now, I say amazingly because when you look at the photograph, it looks a whole lot worse than what it probably is or was. Lynch, who is a farmer in Fosterville, is a longtime member of the Rutherford County Planning Commission. He has been a member of that commission since 1987 and currently serves as vice chair. The Federal Railroad Administration reports that there have been 7 fatalities involving trains in Rutherford County between 2003 and 2012. There have also been at least 12 non-fatal accidents between the same time period. And statewide, between 2003 and 2012, there have been 160 fatal train-related accidents in our state. That's a lot. 160 between 2003 and 2012 here in Tennessee. Now, the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office is the one who originally posted the picture of the mishap on their official Facebook page. And WGNS does have a copy of that picture for you to see at WGNSradio.com. By the way, the sheriff's official Facebook page is operated by their community service unit here in Rutherford County. News time is 10:42. In just a second, we'll be talking with Brian Coleman. He is a local business person who's going to be running in the Boston Marathon. We'll talk to him in just a second. Time once again is 10:42. More news coming up right now with ABC News.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. It was strong earnings from big U.S. companies that pushed the Dow back above the 14,000 mark Friday, closing up 120 points. The broader market logged a slight loss for the week, but stock futures suggest some gains as a new trading week begins. Overseas, Japan's market jumped on speculation their next central bank governor will favor a loose monetary policy aimed at reviving a sluggish economy. Europe is on edge over the Italian elections. The latest survey by business economists suggests another year of slow growth in the U.S. before things start to take off in 2014. The National Association for Business Economics predicts the economy will expand at an annual rate of just 2% this year and 2.8% in 2014, which would be the best rate since 2005. Variables include prolonged unemployment, uncertainty stemming from the budget battles in Washington, and Europe's ongoing debt problems. Joan Bennett, ABC News.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost quality protection and claim service. And if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. I'm Doran Claiborne with Claiborne & Taylor Insurance. Come by our office at 319 West McKnight Drive or give us a call at 893-5064.
You can depend on Claiborne & Taylor.
Here's Frank LePetri, pastor of Holly Grove Baptist Church.
I would like to extend a special invitation for you to come worship with us. We're an old-fashioned, fundamental, Bible-believing Southern Baptist church, teaching Christ Jesus is the Lord and a sinful man's only hope.
Worship with the family of Holly Grove Baptist Church. Sunday school begins at 9:45 a.m. and worship services at 11. Join us Wednesday nights at 7.
We have a great youth program and Sunday school classes for all age groups.
Holly Grove Baptist Church is on Holly Grove Road. Turn right off Highway 231 past Walter Hill School onto Holly Grove Road.
We're about 3 miles on the left. I promise you, you will find a warm welcome inside. Find out more at hollygrovebaptist.com or by calling 896-5282.
Holly Grove Baptist Church, reaching out to offer hope.
Don't miss our services here on WGNS each Sunday at noon. I'm Frank LePetri, and may the Lord bless you.
Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett, exclusively on WGNS Talk Radio.
Brian Coleman is with us today, and Brian, obviously you're with Edward Jones. That's
right.
How a lot of people know you.
Right,
you know?
Right.
You're going to be doing something pretty cool in the near future.
I sure am. I was able to get a nonprofit bib from John Hancock for the Boston Marathon. As most folks know out there, you do have to be kind of an elite runner to qualify for Boston, and I'm far from that. I'll be the first one to say that, but I do have a bib and will be running it April 15th.
How does all of that work? Because I've heard of people receiving opportunities to run before, kind of like this. How do you get an opportunity to run like that?
With me being with Edward Jones in the financial industry, I do have a strong relationship with John Hancock. And John Hancock has been sponsoring the Boston Marathon for, I think it's about 28 years now. And how they do it, there's about 33,000 people that get to run in the Boston Marathon, and they give about 1,000 nonprofit bibs out there. And what they found is it's such a fundraising opportunity for folks. In fact, in 2012, 1,000 nonprofit runners raised about $6.8 million for 122 nonprofit organizations. So wow. As you can tell, it's quite a fundraiser for folks, and John Hancock is gracious enough to support this.
And for those listening, Brian is running for a nonprofit here in town. Who are you running
for? That's right. Oh, thank you. It's our Read to Succeed, the adult literacy. As you know well, we sit on the board together, but it's the adult literacy program here in town. And my goal is hopefully to get $5,000. Pretty daunting, I have to say, but working hard at it.
How much time have we got here to donate to this?
You got until April 15th, so still at pretty close to 2 months from now.
So the race is going to be, what, on tax day?
On tax day. It's interesting. In Boston, there is a day called Patriots Day. And in Boston, schools are out, businesses are out, and people come around and support this marathon.
How many days are you actually going to be down there for the marathon?
Oh, my wife and I will just get there that weekend before. So maybe two, you know, not much before.
And have a big pasta meal?
I would imagine so. Yeah. Pasta along with a little bit of anxiety, I'm sure, but it's going to be a good time, I think.
Have you already picked out your restaurant, staked that out?
Not yet. That's my wife's job. She's pretty good at that.
Oh, good. And again, all of this is coming up April the 15th, but you have until then to actually donate. How can people donate money for Read to Succeed?
Oh, sure. There is a website out there called CrowdRise, CrowdRise. It's crowdrise.com. You go to it and then just search either Read to Succeed, Rutherford County, or my name, Brian Coleman, and you'll come right up to my sponsorship page.
Very cool. Again, that's crowdrise.com.
Exactly.
And just search Brian Coleman.
Yeah, there'll be a search engine. Search Brian Coleman or Read to Succeed Rutherford County, and it'll come right up.
A pretty unique opportunity you have to run in the Boston Marathon. I'm sure, do they give medals away at the end of the race?
Oh, yeah.
What do they do?
There's a medal to everybody. So even I should get one. But again, far from competitive with it all. But it'll be this is an experience of a lifetime. I have to say there's a little bit of hesitation that I didn't qualify, but I'm running with it. I think it's doing some good for Read to Succeed and just really excited about the opportunity.
I'm picturing a medal framed and a picture.
Oh, absolutely. You know, absolutely. You'll see a window box frame,
right,
of some sort for sure in my office shortly thereafter.
A very cool opportunity. Anybody else here in Rutherford County running that you know of?
You know, I know a guy named Dave Timken. He's qualified and he's running it, and he knew a group of other folks. So it kind of surprised me. But yeah, there's a handful of folks here in Rutherford County that has qualified for it and are running in it.
Is there a website we can go to search out people running from Rutherford County?
You know, not that I know of. I would imagine after the race is over and they publish the results, I'm sure you could search that way through Murfreesboro or Rutherford County that way. But as of beforehand, I don't think so.
Very cool. Again, Brian Coleman with us today. He is with Edward Jones, and he is running in the Boston Marathon, and he is running for Read to Succeed here in town. Tell us the website one more time where we can go.
Oh, sure. Go to www.crowdrise, and that's CrowdRise.com, and then once you're there, search Read to Succeed or my name, Brian Coleman.
Sounds good. Well, best of luck to you.
Oh, thank you, Scott. I so appreciate you having me in today.
After Monty Hale and Tim Tackett talk sports on All Sports Talk at 2, join me for Sports Night. This is George Plaster on WGNS.
Registration for the second annual Special Kids Race presented by MMC is now open. With the sold-out first-year event, mark your calendar for Saturday, March 23rd, 2013, and choose from one of three distances, the 1-mile fun run, the 5K, or the 15K. Registration is limited to 3,000 participants, so don't miss out on one of Murfreesboro's biggest races. With your help, Special Kids can reach even more children with special needs. Register today at specialkidsrace.org and run for the kids.
Hey, everybody. This is John Whittemore from Short Mountain Distillery, here today to tell you a little bit about what's going on up on the mountain. Short Mountain Distillery is a small craft distillery located in the rolling hills of beautiful Cannon County, Tennessee. At Short Mountain, we take no shortcuts. We grow all our corn right there on the farm, and everything is made from scratch. Our Short Mountain Shine is a 105-proof authentic Tennessee moonshine using an old family recipe. It was recently named the 2012 Beverage Tasting Institute's Gold Medal winner for its category. Our newest product is the Apple Pie Moonshine. This tasty alternative to the Shine has been a favorite in Cannon County for many years. You can find the Shine and the Apple Pie at fine spirit stores all across the state. Come help us celebrate our one-year anniversary at the distillery on March the 23rd. We'll have music by the Tennessee Mafia Jug Band, as well as other local acts. The Blue Porch will have some great food available. There will also be free mule wagon rides and tastings. And as always, our store will be open if you want to take a bottle or two home. We just want to thank all of you for a great first year. Visit us at shortmountaindistillery.com.